Dr. Pepper, man. Oh, it's a great way to start out a recording of a podcast. And I got a couple thoughts. So I wanted to make an episode of these thoughts. One of them was from like some kind of Kick fan account, bot account or something like that, talking about streaming and like, would you stream on Kick if they paid you $15 an hour and you streamed for 50 hours a week? Good Lord, no. No. I know a lot of people will be like, oh, it wouldn't be that bad. It wouldn't be that hard. But let me tell you, man, it's been extremely liberating not streaming as much because it's such a time suck. It's such an emotional, mental killer for anybody that hasn't streamed consistently for over a year and says, yeah, they'll jump at that chance. One, they're either really, really young and don't understand what it would be like to stream 50 hours a week. Or two, they've never been in the streaming game very long. And it shows, right? Because the mental taxation that it would do, and not to mention what you would get, you're not getting overtime. And people will always point out, well, yeah, but if you're streaming 50 hours a week, you're going to get noticed more. You're going to have like, you know, people giving you subs and things like that. And I'm like, guys, it's like, you don't understand. Just because you're streaming more doesn't mean you're going to get noticed more. And 9 times out of 10, what will get you to watch someone stream is because of the content they're creating off of the stream. And if you're streaming 50 hours a week, yeah, you're going to have no time to create content. You know, and some people may say, well, you can just pay someone to create the content for you. Bro, if you're getting paid $15 an hour streaming 50 hours a week, there's no overtime pay. It's just a straight $15 an hour. You're going to be dead by the end of the week. Like, you're not going to want to do anything. You're just going to zone out from looking at a screen 12 hours every day. It's disgusting at how hard it is to make it as a streamer. And honestly, I think it's kind of weird. I feel like in today's society, people are too available and they're too always on. So there's nothing that gives people like a sense of, oh, cool, this is happening right now. I'm going to go check it out. Like, that's what I felt like originally, like, you know, when people first started streaming, I was like, oh, cool, they're live. I'm going to go check them out because they're not always live. And then it became such this weird ritual of you got to stream 3 to 5 times a week just to get noticed. And I'm like, that's not going to get you noticed. Honestly, streaming 2 or 3 times a week most and creating content outside of that is what you're going to get noticed. And so when I heard that, I think it was a few weeks ago, and I saw it on our Twitter and it blew up on our Twitter. I was just like, man, there's absolutely no way that as a person who's created content for, you know, 12 plus 13 years, there's no way that you would make it, not even a year. Like, I would really challenge anybody that could make it. And honestly, let's just not point out the fact that if you're streaming for $15 an hour, you're a contractor. Your money, you will have no money, no money for food, no money for rent, no money for kids, no money to pay for your health insurance. $15 an hour is not it, guys. And don't be lured in by Kick. And honestly, man, my views of, you know, of Kick over time has changed quite a bit. And I just feel like the more I watch people that come over to Kick and the more I see, oh yeah, we're going to start doing some gambling streaming, the more I'm starting to realize, like, this is the whole point of Kick is just to get people into gambling. That's really what it is. And I really do think they view bot their streamers. It's the weirdest thing, dude. Stream culture is already weird. And I feel like seeing this stuff, and I was just thinking about this before I started this podcast. I was like, man, I gotta put this on a podcast episode because, like, streaming seems easy from one side of the screen, but on the other side, it is not as easy as people want to make it seem like. Like, oh, you're just playing a game. Well, it's not just that. There's so much more that goes into it. You have to be your own EQ artist, your own graphic artist, your own technical support, You also have to try to be good at a game while also reading chat, which apparently I'm not very good at reading chat while I'm playing games. I mean, we even have an emote for that that says read chat, you know. But it's just the reason I'm wanting to put this out as an episode on a podcast is because I want some of these young content creators to realize streaming is probably not the dream you should have. It should be supplemental for your dream as a creator, right? It should be something that you add as like a cherry on top to really help push your content or push whatever you're doing. And that's kind of what I've learned through trial and error is that, you know, streaming, while it's fun, it just doesn't do much for you, honestly. The thing that can do more for you is creating the content, being active on social media, engaging with other people as well. Those are the things that can really kind of drive up awareness for you as a streamer or brand or things like that. And so it's just funny when I see tweets like, you know, stream 50 hours a week for $15 an hour. Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, I would do it immediately. Such a great opportunity. Everyone would find you. But the assumption in that is that everyone would find you. And like, if you're too available, why should people come watch your stream? If you're always streaming, it's just a weird, I don't know. It's just, I feel like there's this weird vibe in humanity and culture in America right now where people are starting to swing back to the less is more, and they're starting to swing back into the more authentic, the less flashy, more like just being real. This Dr. Pepper is really good, by the way. But I just feel like that's kind of what's happening. And I feel like that's what's going to happen in content creation. To give you an idea too, $15 an hour for 50 hours a week, that's $750 a week. That's not a lot, guys. That's like, unless my math is off, which it may be off. I'm horrible at math. You really wouldn't be able to survive on that. Unless you're single, living in your parents' home, and that's all you did. Which, I guess that's the norm nowadays, because no one can afford anything right now. But I was thinking about that, and it kind of led me into, you know, also this, like, gaming has felt kind of stale for me lately. And I don't know if it's just because there hasn't been a lot of really great games out that have caught my attention. But there really hasn't been any really great games that have really caught my attention other than like Helldivers 2. That was really fun. I enjoy it. But you guys know me as Mule. I like to play PvP. I love my PvE. I love my RPGs and things like that. But I really like more of a high octane, almost stress inducing, like getting your dopamine hit off of the high octane type gameplay, you know. That's always how I've kind of been. And so like it's just a weird spot for me right now where I can't really find a game that I'm really enjoying PvP wise. Like the only game that I'm really enjoying PvP wise is Call of Duty, but that's full of, you know, blatant cheaters. I mean, it's obvious. I've gotten to the point now where if I see something that's so ridiculous, I'm just like, I don't really care. I'm just gonna load back up, play again, just kind of mindless shooting stuff. Apex absolutely is horrid. Like, I would love to play Apex and get into it again, but it's just horrible, man. Like I redownloaded Apex and I started playing it again. In my first game, I had a guy just cursing and typing in chat and just being a jerk. I'm like, tell me again why I came to play this game again. Like, there's oddly enough, the only game that's really been hitting for me lately has been Halo Infinite. And it's just fun. And part of it may be because, you know, I'm playing with my two older sons and it's just fun for them because they're really getting into Halo. Because holy cow, man, that Halo season 2 finale was fantastic. I'm not going to say any spoilers, so don't worry. But it was great. And it really got them jazzed to play Halo. So we've been playing Halo together and just mopping the floor because it just feels fun. And it's really fun to see these kids kind of have what I had growing up, which is just some fun bro time and gaming together and, you know, cracking some skulls and having some fun, you know. And so Halo for me right now has really been hitting because it's just been fun for that. Like, it's just, I've played a little bit of the the ranked, not too much, just because, you know, for me, if I want to play ranked, honestly, it's going to be better with the team than trying to just go YOLO solo. But yeah, so it's just weird, man. It's just like stream, and I feel like, and the reason I'm talking about this, because I feel like streaming has had an impact on games to where it's just, if so many games feel like a cash grab now, where it doesn't really feel like they're making a game to make fun, right? And, you know, our friend Nady Nay and Servant will tell me, well, you just need to play the Switch. That's what they'll tell me. They'll say, you just need to play some Nintendo games, man. But, and that is true, that Nintendo has a lot of really good games. But it's just weird, man. This whole content creation thing and streaming thing has really, like, just put this spotlight on gaming and on PvP gaming and in gaming in general, where I feel like too, it's like, unless you're super good at the game, people don't really care about you. Like, when the opposite is for me is true, is like, if you're super good at the game, that's a cherry on top, but I really come to watch your personality. Like, a perfect example of that for me is Dr. Disrespect. As much people may hate him or not, I actually think he's really fun to watch because he's super entertaining. Like, he puts on a show and it's just hilarious. And you know, it's an act. It's not real for him, but it's hilarious. And that's what I enjoy about it. Like, that's the kind of streams that I've really been enjoying lately. But anyways, that's a rounded out with that whole, like, I had that thought with like Kick and it was just bubbling in my head and I had to get it out. And the last thing kind of, with PvP games, are cheaters killing PvP games? And I know all you guys that know me out there are going to start laughing and be like, oh, here Mule goes again. Everyone's cheating when they beat him. Dude, I don't care if I get beat. I just want a level playing field. And I feel like sometimes the cheats are pretty obvious and they're pretty blatant. When I see someone looking through a wall right at me and angling themselves and tracking me through a wall, it's pretty obvious. And then you have this latest thing that happened with Apex where they were having an esport event sponsored by EA and Respawn, and people's machines were getting hacked. Like, their accounts were getting hacked live. And this hacker went in and turned on cheats, turned on like aim bots and things like that for these guys' accounts. And they were like, what the heck? And they had to shut down the whole thing. They shut down the whole tournament because of these cheaters and the exploits that they were using. And it's just sad, man. It makes me really sad because it's like, I felt like when I was growing up, I didn't have like, where I was always saying, oh, that guy's cheating. Like, when I would lose a fight, I'd be like, man, that guy's freaking good. Dang, that guy is good. Dang, that guy got me, you know? And it's just become like, it's become so rampant. Like, I'll get on TikTok and I'll see people streaming themselves cheating in COD. Streaming themselves cheating. You see their wall hacks, you see their aimbots. They have them turned on so you can see them. And I'm just like, what does this come to where cheating is so rampant that like developers, I don't even know, like, I can't really speak for developers because I don't know what their stance is on this, that they're afraid they're going to lose money or what, but like, it's just funny watching it, man. Like, there's so many cheaters in games now. It just ruins the PvP experience because the whole reason people like myself that play PvP is because I'm a competitive dude and I played sports growing up and I love playing sports. And that's like the thing for me, right? I love to play sports. And so in video games, I want that competitiveness to like hit again, but I want it to be a level playing field, you know? And I can't get those level playing fields when I'm going against so many cheaters. And I feel like these cheaters have really ruined PvP games. because it's so blatant. I mean, I remember that was one of the reasons why I stopped playing Destiny PvP. Because there was blatant cheating going on. And Bungie did nothing about it. You see the same thing with Apex and how they got their ALS or whatever it is that got freaking hacked, you know? And then COD is just rampant with hackers. And it sucks, man, because like, I really want a PvP game that I can just get into. And then Halo, you look at Halo Infinite, they recently had to get the easy cheat, anti-cheat as well on their platform because so many people were cheating. And so it's like I just want to tell all these young gamers out there, these young streamers, you don't have to cheat to get noticed. You don't. If you want to get noticed on your stream, make friends, make relationships, get to know people. That's the only reason why MHG has lasted as long as it has, is because all the amazing people in the community. It isn't because of my efforts or Thaddeus Prime's efforts or anybody's efforts that contributed to the website in the past or the podcasts. It's simply because we're surrounded by good people and we've made really good relationships with these people. And it's the same for you when, if you're wanting to stream or if you're wanting to, you know, blow up as a content creator, make some relationships, man. Being good at a game is only just part of it, right? It's only part of it. And it's kind of disheartening to see that all these young streamers that think they have to cheat and be like extremely sweaty, Dr. Disrespect level of a player in order to get noticed in streams. And part of that, I think, is because everyone is looking for the quick way to get rich, quick way to get noticed, quick way to get rich, right? And they don't realize a lot of times that when you take that mentality, they don't realize a lot of times that you're really just shooting yourself in the foot because you're going to burn out and flame out really fast. Like the thing that's going to separate you from every other person is the slow and steady, consistent, Mr. Consistent. Those who don't give up, those who don't burn out, and you will burn out if you're streaming on Kick for 50 hours a week at $15 an hour. It's just stupid to think you could do that, guys. I'm just flat out going to say it. It's just stupid as I take a sip of my Dr. Pepper here. So I just want to really just kind of get these thoughts out and really curious what you guys, if you guys have been liking the vibe on the podcast, you guys, just wanting to know if you like the vibe, because it's kind of chill. It's kind of cool. Bring in Thaddeus Prime, whoever wants to come on the podcast every once in a while. I kind of like it. It's like a Xbox party chat, you know, and, for you guys that are in our Discord, you guys, I'm saying this for Nadine, you guys. Sorry for all the bots. I don't know what's going on with that. I think Thaddeus figured it out. So hopefully we'll stop having bots join our Discord. But in other news, join our Discord if you're listening to our podcast. That's all the thoughts I had, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. What I'm probably going to start doing is just streaming myself when I'm recording these podcasts just for funsies, because as I said at the beginning, I haven't been streaming as much. And so it's just another way to just do a quick little stream, even though it's going to be maybe 20-minute streams and no one will show up to those 20-minute streams. But still, it's just fun to put out something, to have something. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Remember, bring it down. Blow it up, baby.